Earlier this week, President Bush signed a law sending the Terri Schiavo case to the federal courts. As Houston Public Radio's Jack Williams reports, that move has brought new attention to a law Mr. Bush signed when he was governor of Texas.
At Texas Children's Hospital last week, a six-month-old boy with lungs too small to support his body died shortly after his breathing tube was removed. His mother objected, but hospital officials invoked a law that gives them a say on when to remove life support, even if the family members disagree. The Advanced Directives Act was passed in 1999. Texas State Representative Garnett Coleman, a Democrat, sponsored the bill.
It dealt with all of the end-of-life treatment, including what should be in an advanced directive, if somebody doesn't have an advanced directive, what is life-sustaining treatment. So it's a very wide-ranging bill.
The Texas law lays out procedures for doctors to follow when they think a patient's condition is hopeless. If a doctor or hospital disagrees with a patient's surrogate on the question of life support, they can take their case to the hospital's ethics committee. If the committee agrees with the doctor, the surrogate has 10 days to seek treatment elsewhere. If that effort fails, such as in the case of the six-month-old boy, the hospital can suspend life support. During Sunday night's congressional debate over the federal measure, several representatives suggested the president was being inconsistent on the issue. John Conyers is a Democrat from Michigan.
If the president of the United States really cared about the issue of the removal of feeding tubes, then why did he sign a bill as governor in Texas that allows hospitals to save money by removing feeding tubes over a family's objection?
White House spokesman Scott McClellan called the accusations uninformed, and he said that the 1999 law Governor Bush signed actually provided new protections for patients. University of Houston law professor and ethicist William Winslade says the legislation Bush signed as Texas governor made sense.
I think that bill is a reasonable statute that tries to balance potentially conflicting interests and provide a decision procedure so people can make responsible decisions, taking into consideration that there may be value conflicts between patients and families or physicians and hospitals.
When it was signed, the Texas law received strong bipartisan support. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.